I am Jack and
I'm Ray.
We're gonna be sharing a story of or a horror story today, okay? Once there was a gang of four teenagers below the age of 16. They were goofing around on Halloween night with a full moon shining down on their dumb faces. They came across an old abandoned 7-Eleven that had moaning voices coming from inside, and the signs lights were flickering. As they entered the store, they saw a Cheetos bag fall off one of the shelves, saw a dark figure run past them out of the corner of their eye. As they got to the back, one of them tried one of the slushy machines. "Huh, guess it doesn't work," said the teenager. But just as he said that, a black goo oozed out onto the floor. They didn't think much of it and tried the other one. An odd, thick, lumpy purple and gray liquid came out onto the floor where the black goo had fallen. "Hey, let's get out of here," said the oldest and smartest teenager. As they turned their backs, they heard a watery cracking noise behind their backs. Continued.
As the teenagers looked back, they saw a tall, slimy, bony monster with a slushy atop his head. One said, "Looks like he likes cherry slushies," he joked, but the smartest one knew it was blood. The monster's mouth creaked open and they said in a mocking voice, "Anyone care for a drink?" They all screamed and tried to run, but the monster convinced them to stay, and they enjoyed a solid hour of slurping slushies and talking. Once they were convinced he was kind, he told the teens he was going to get more drinks. As the monster left, the lights flickered and shut off. As they turned on again, one was gone. The remaining teenagers split up to find their missing friend. One called a meeting at the counter, and only two came. Another teen said, "I need to go to the bathroom," and never came back. The idiot was stunned. He heard a noise from the shadows. He turned around and saw the monster, but bigger, taller, and buffer. The monster knocked him senseless. When he came to, the monster was crouched over him. It said, "Guess it's dinner time."